Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. Now, you all know Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We don't want to just provide the stories of adversity. We want you to give you some instructions, give you an encouraging word. If you're going through something, we want to empower you and encourage you on today. I'm a little under the weather today, but God is going to work it out, and we're going to walk through this radio show. My throat is sore. I believe it's because of the changing of the weather. I tell you, one day it was 80, and then the next day it was 50, and then it was 75, and then it was 80 again, so I'm not really sure. But we are here, and to God be the glory for great things He has done, doing, and going to do. I'm excited because even though I have a sore throat, it's not going to stop me. It's not going to stop me bringing you testimonies of women and men that have overcome adversity. They made it, and so can you. I want to thank today's sponsor of the radio show. Of course, it's the Breathe Again Magazine Friends Network. It's a group of women and men business owners that support Breathe Again Magazine. We're so thankful for those individuals. They help us continue doing what we do day by day, and we're so grateful for them. Now, each week I try to give you an encouraging word and just encourage the listeners. They may be going through something, and I don't want to pass up the opportunity to be before you and not give you a encouraging word. So, look, today I made a post, and it says, let's see, don't be surprised, this was on Facebook, don't be surprised when miracles happen. We should expect miracles each and every day. We should expect our prayers to be answered, expect the boss to respect you, expect your kids to do what's right, expect blessings to overtake you, and walk in expectation on today. So many people are not expecting anything. And every day, if I've ever emailed you, you will see on my signature that it says, I expect a miracle today. I'm expecting a miracle. And that's my signature because I do. I expect it day by day. I'm like looking around corners because I know it's coming because it's already done in the spirit and it's about to be made manifest in the natural. So I want to encourage you, too, to expect your miracles day by day. And when they come, don't be surprised. Just be like, okay, that's what your word says. That's what the promises are of God to us. So that's my little word for today. Today's show, it looks like the title of today's show is Goodbye 9 to 5, but Hello Destiny with Tia Cook. Now, our first segment, we are talking about leaving your day job and walking in purpose, walking in your dreams. Tia Cook is the publisher and founder of Empower Magazine. She is a woman on a mission to spread the word of God and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ via her platforms, and her platforms are the magazine. And she also is the CEO of Dominion Media International, so check her out. I want to encourage her as well as encourage you to connect with her. You know, somebody said to me, well, why are you interviewing another person that has a magazine? And I said, well, why not? Why wouldn't I? We all do what we do to glorify God. I don't do it because I'm in competition. I do it because God gets the glory for what I do, and God gets the glory for what Tia does. You know, that's our first segment. In our second segment, we have Jonah Tyler Davis. She is the founder of JTD Ministries, and she's also the author of Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. So we're going to go right into the show. Tia, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I am great. I am great. You doing well?
I am well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on the show this evening.
You are more than welcome. I'm empowered. I'm empowered. The name of your magazine is Empower, and I am empowered by you. We were together this past weekend at the Living on Purpose conference in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
It was the first time I met you. I knew you on Facebook and the internet, but never met you until this past weekend. And I just got excited for you because what you do it in excellence, and you do it in the spirit of God. And I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You are more than welcome. Now tell us, who is Tia Cook?
Tia Cook simply is a person who loves God. At the end of the day, after all is said and done, I just want to hear him say, well done. So I'm just a person that's striving each and every day to deepen my relationship with him and to tell the world about who he is and the goodness of God.
Amen, amen. That's a blessing. Now, Tia, what made you decide to just do it? You know, the experts say you need to have 6 months of savings, no debt, a well-thought-out plan. You went the other route. You started with no money. Was it scary? What pushed you into your purpose?
What pushed me into my purpose? That's an interesting story. Try to tell the short version of it. And we had to kind of go back several years ago, actually. And really it was the leading of the Holy Spirit at the time. I was actually working a wonderful job, most would say, in my mid-20s, making close to six figures in the mortgage industry. And so things were going very well. But what happened, as everyone knows, the mortgage industry just collapsed. And when it collapsed, I lost my job the first time. And so when that happened, I wasn't really even nervous because I had good savings. I had a lot of things in place. And I thought, you know, with my educational background, with my sales background, it would only be a matter of me just filling out a few resumes and I would be back in business. But that's not the route that happened. Actually, I've turned it from weeks to months. The next thing you know, more than a year, I was actually out of work.
Mm.
And prior to this, my pastors had come up to me and talked about starting a magazine. And at the time, because of my situation, it really wasn't something I really wanted to do. And then they came back to me again, this time while I wasn't even working,
mm-hmm.
and wanted, you know, and brought it back up to me. And to be quite honest, I was a little upset.
I know how that feels.
You know, going through what I thought was the biggest trial of my life, and now we're talking about a magazine now, but that's how God, you know, that's how he do it, you know. Really, when it came down to it, he had to teach me that I had to learn how to trust in him, because for so long I had been trusting in my ability and trusting in my finances. And so when it came down to a point where I didn't have anything, all I had was him. And so I just began to delve deeper into his word, and I became empowered by his word. His word began to bring life back to me. And because of that, that's how the magazine was birthed. And so now what God has commissioned me to do is to empower each and every single person that I come in contact with, that if God can bring me out of the muck and the mire that I was in, surely
yes.
He can do it for you as well.
Yes, yes. Down, you was really pushed into your purpose.
I was pushed a little
yeah.
bit forced, but
yes.
God, he had a plan, and I guess you could say for a while I was running from it, but when I got to that place, it was just like, okay, you either going to sink or swim. You have to trust God completely. It's no more lip service. You have to step out into purpose, into what he has destined and designed for me to do, and when I did that, everything began to flow very smoothly for me.
Amen, amen. And let's right now pause and give a shout-out to your pastors, Bishop Ernest Hunter and Apostle Hunter. Is that correct?
That is correct. Of God's Anointed Touch Ministries. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Just wanted to pause, give them a shout-out. Love them, love them. So let's talk about the scary part, though. What are the pros? What are the cons? People think that it's really glorified, and they're like, oh, I'm quitting my job right now, and I'm going to start my business. And then you find out 90 days later they're, you know, working at a telemarketing company or something like that. What are the pros to working for yourself and working from home, Tia?
The pros are definitely one of the biggest pros is being able to set your own schedule, not being mandated or having to work inside of, you know, that 9-to-5, but being able to flow freely and to do what I do, being able to meet with customers outside of maybe your typical hours, just being able to just to work my own schedule and knowing that what I'm doing, I'm in my purpose. So for me, that's the biggest pro for me, because knowing that what God has destined for me, that I'm now walking in that, I don't think there's anything better than that, knowing
yeah.
that you're the center of God's will.
Yeah. What about the actual cons? What are the cons?
The cons to working it is that because there is no – when you're working a 9-to-5, you can pretty much count on that, you know, that set pay. You know, the 1st to 15th, once a month, however it is, you're going to have that paycheck flowing in.
Right.
So a con in the sense is that you don't have that guarantee per se, but that's when it becomes a factor of trusting in God and trusting him and knowing that regardless of the fact that there is no paycheck coming in on a regular basis, that he is a provider. But for some, that can be a scary place to be in because you're so used to counting on that. And you know how we do. We know what our check is going to be every
yeah.
time we get paid. And we map it out. And, well, this is going to go here. And this is tithes. Mm-hmm. And this is my offer. And this is this. But when you don't have that, okay, what do you do now? And that's when you have to really rely on God and knowing that no matter what the situation looks like, even when it seems like the money is not flowing in as it should be, continue to press and know that God will make a way. And he always does. That's the beautiful thing about it. When you have the Lord, no matter how bad it gets, remember that he will always bring you out.
Amen, amen. What's a typical day like for you?
Oh, a typical day starts very early for me. That was one thing I thought that would change. I thought, yeah, I'm not working now. I can get up, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and that's just not the way it works whatsoever. If anything, you have to work even harder when you are in business
right.
for yourself. So I am up usually 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and going to bed 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Just working and pushing hard on a regular basis, making phone calls in front of that computer.
yeah,
so much, but. Just pushing, you know, the days aren't, I wouldn't say they are easy, but I will say that I enjoy them.
Yeah. Now, what tips could you give someone that's going to actually step out, walk in their purpose, and work from home and really pursue their calling, pursue their business? Name 2 things that you can actually tell them and encourage them.
Sure. The first thing I would say is to consult God and make sure that starting your own business and working from home is what he has told you to do. Because the last thing you want to do is to do something and he's not in it. Because
mm-hmm.
if he's not in it, then ultimately it will fail. So making sure that you know that this is what God has called you to do. The second tip I would give is just making sure, just having a schedule, being able to map out what your day is going to look like, to seek God, to pray to him first. That way you can strategize for that day. Because when you are working from home, when you are self-employed, there are so many different things that can come at you to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. So making sure that you just seek him first and knowing exactly how to map out and plan your day so that everything that you need to do, that you have on that to-do list, gets accomplished that day.
Amen. You know what, my motto is really do what you love and love what you do. And it sounds
Absolutely.
Like it sounds like you're really doing that. Do you ever miss corporate? Do you ever miss working with other, being in that environment, that work environment? Some people, they say they'll go and they'll start a business, they'll be at home, and then they'll say, I miss the actual environment, the work environment, the water cooler talk, miss the cubicles. Do you miss it?
No, I don't. I can't say that I miss it at all. I so enjoy what I'm doing that I don't believe I could ever go back to that that lifestyle again.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, Tia, let people know exactly what Empower Magazine is. What was the vision behind it? Why did you start it?
The vision behind it, as I kind of alluded to earlier, is to empower each and every person that I come in contact to with the Word of God and the truth of who He is. Our tagline is recharge, refuel, and refresh, because that's what the magazine does. As you turn each page, you're going to find deliverance. You're going to find life. You're going to be restored. You're going to find everything that you need to better your life, to better your situation in that magazine through those written words. God has blessed us with some awesome anointed writers who just really speak the truth. Empower is a cutting-edge magazine that doesn't shy away from speaking the truth at all costs, you know, and that's what we do. So you're going to be reading those articles, and you're going to find yourself in those articles. It's going to cause you to evaluate your life, to examine what it is that you're doing on a daily basis to make sure that you are in the will of God. And even for those who are non-believers, it's going to want you to have a or cause you to want to have a relationship with God.
Amen, amen. And what's the website address to you?
The website is www.empower-magazine.com, empower-magazine.com.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about the actual printing. You have a printer aspect as well, Dominion International?
Yes, ma'am, Dominion Media International.
Okay.
What that is I serve as a marketing consultant and a graphic designer. Basically, in that role there, I can pretty much design anything you could possibly think of that can be printed. I do that. And so that's another extension that God has blessed me with. And I really praise God for that, because of the fact that you could say I'm a self-taught designer by the Holy Spirit, which is the best teacher anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I only took a couple of courses in school, and really those were more of the theory of design instead of the actual application of design. So I was taught by the Holy Spirit. And so even before I began any design, I pray and ask God, what should this design look like? And he has just blessed me to be very creative in that aspect.
Absolutely. And you are creative. It seems like you have a creative services team behind you, because your graphics are so professional and they are in the spirit of excellence. That's why when I look at your material, you're welcome. When I look at your material, I'm like, wow, she is somebody. That is bad. I want to give a shout out to those that are in our chat room right now. Oh, we have a message. It says, hello, Tia Cook. God bless you. Love, Mom. So, Elsie Brown Cook says hello.
Yes.
And
hi,
I just, she said hi. Also want to give a shout out to my buddy, Friends Network member Charvette Mitchell from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and Victoria Gwynn from Your Thoughts LLC. All of your admin needs and writing needs, all of those services she can help you with. That's Victoria. And a few of the other guests that are in the chat room. So I just want to say thank you so much for being in the chat room. Now, is there anything else you would like to leave with our listeners before we go, Tia?
Really, it's just my story, and that is trust God no matter how the situation looks at that time. Continue to trust God. My favorite scripture is, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And basically what I'm saying is, yes, we're going to go through, we're going to encounter challenges, we're going to encounter obstacles that try to impede our progress. But if you stay the road, if you follow the plan that God has given you, if you seek him, then he's going to deliver you out of every situation you can ever encounter. So just don't ever lose hope. Don't ever get to the point where you want to throw in the towel and give up, because it's at that point when you get to that point that really you're really at your breakthrough is right around the corner. So just continue to press, continue to just study that word, continue to pray, continue to worship God, and watch him move on your behalf.
Amen, amen. And Tia has also a radio show that's coming out real soon, and that's Empower Radio Show.
Yes, ma'am, the Empower Mag Radio Show. I'm very excited about that. God is just truly blessing that, and he's doing it quickly. So I just praise him for that. But, yes, it's going to be coming up very soon. It's going to be a weekly two-hour show. So we're looking for just God to move through that, through the different guests that will be on the show. And I just praise him for what he's doing.
Amen, amen. Well, that has been our segment with Tia. I just want to thank you so much, Tia, for joining us today, being with us, and sharing your God-given gifts that God has given you. So thank you so much, and I pray for much, much success and blessings to overpower you and overshadow you. You know what,
thank
listeners?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know what, listeners, we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Jonna Tyler Davis. She is the author of Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. We just finished up a segment with the publisher of Empower Magazine, Tia Cook, and she encouraged you, if you are stepping out on faith or if you are right now in the midst of your nine to five and you're about to step out on faith, or if you just started your business and you are working at home and you're not working at all, another job, she just really encouraged us. So I was really thankful for her being on the line today. But right now we have Friends Network member Jonna Tyler Davis. Jonna is the author of Because He Lives. Jonna, are you on the line?
I am here. Hello, Nicole.
You are more than welcome. Am I saying your name right? Is it Jonna or Jonah?
Yes, it's Jonna.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Thank you, first of all, for having me on your show today. Jonna is a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, but most of all, I'm a servant of God, and I strive to manifest the kingdom of God in my life through how I live, through prayer, through the word of God, and that's my greatest mission, that the kingdom of God would manifest in my life each day.
Amen, amen. Now tell us about your book and your ministry, JTG Ministries. Now your book is Because He Lives?
Right, Because He Lives, You Can Face Tomorrow.
Okay.
And my book illustrates at a high level how in the course of a normal day the foundation of one's life can be completely shaken from under you, and how in a moment in time your life can be altered. So I write about how at 7 months pregnant I ended up in the hospital with severe toxemia that could not be reverted. And so ultimately after almost 2 weeks of medications and doctors and prayer, I ended up having to deliver my daughter, Tania, at 1 pound, 5 ounces. And it was a very difficult time, but it was a time that I was never alone. God was with me. So I write about giving birth to a 1 pound, 5 ounce daughter and yet holding on to God in the midst of the storm. And basically, the mission of the story is how a normal day, your life can be completely shipwrecked. And what I came to know in that storm is that although the storm come and the winds blow and the ship wrecks, there's a plank on the water with your name on it. And so I tell the story because despite what one is going through, despite how in one moment in time you feel like the pain is so grave you can't breathe, there is a God.
Yes, yes. That's powerful. It really is. Now, what was the motivation to write the book? Now, this happened years ago, but it took you how many years to write the book in between?
Actually, this occurred 20 years ago. It took me 8 months, I would say, to write the book.
Okay.
But when I was walking through the storm and this process, I heard God tell me to write the book. However, very often we can be in a place in our pain where you live it and then you learn to live with it.
Yeah.
What happened some years ago is I heard one of my spiritual leaders say, never let anyone else tell your story. Mm. And it hit me, and I heard God speak so succinctly again, that no one else could tell my story. No one else could be me, because no one else walked through that. So ultimately, I ended up finding the strength to tell the story, not so much for me, because ultimately, I don't believe at all I went through this storm for me. I believe that it was a journey, but I owed it to my daughter, Tania, to tell the story, to share Tania's ministry, but most of all, to share Tania's God with the world. Because
yeah.
ultimately, our pain that comes, our pain that we live through, has a greater purpose. And so it was a huge storm for me, Nicole, that I lived through. But the God that we serve owns the storm. So if you're walking in the storm and the wind is blowing, you have to look to who owns that storm, who owns
mm.
that wind.
Yes,
you know, there's
yes.
a purpose that's so much greater. So, I mean, I actually say because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because if a tomorrow comes, God is in it.
Yes.
And if it comes, he is with me. And so I learned through my pain that the purpose that I lived through is so much greater than
yes.
the pain that I lived with.
Mm.
And so it will inspire anyone, but especially those whose life has just changed in a moment, you know,
yeah.
changed in an instant. Sometimes we go through processes where someone is sick for a long time, but sometimes people go through the death of a child, the death of a spouse, a divorce, the loss of a job, but it's so instant, and it seems like in that instant, your life changes, but also in that instant, you tap into your destiny if you can just reach for the plank in the ocean, because I believe there's one there for everyone.
Amen, amen. Just reach for the plank in the ocean, and he owns the storm. That's powerful. It really is. Victoria Gwynn in the chat room says, yes, pain births purpose. Amen. Now, tell the listeners how they can contact you or purchase your book.
Okay, thank you. You can contact me at www.jtdministries.com. That's www.jtdministries.com. And if you log on to my website, you can send me an email to that website, especially if you have a need for prayer. JTD Ministries, it was birthed like almost now 3 years ago, but it was birthed out of a passion for prayer. So we pray every Monday morning at 5:30 a.m., and I also have prayer shut-ins every other month. And I can just truly tell you that prayer answers all things.
Amen.
All things. So you can absolutely reach me at my website. And if you're interested in purchasing the book, you can get an autographed copy of the book from my website, or you can also get my book from Amazon.com.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what, Jonna, that has been our time. I am so grateful that you are a Friends Network member. And real quickly, why did you become a Friends Network member with Breathe Again Magazine? We appreciate you so very much. We really do. But you've been a member for about 2 years now. What made you become a member?
Actually, after meeting you and knowing you were doing things that no one that I had met after relocating from New York here to Virginia, I was like, wow. And so I connected with your website and just the information and I believe that you empower women. I believe you are a vehicle or a tool to connect women with other women that will help them also tap into other venues and their destiny. So I just think it's such an awesome tool that we can use, and it's the foundation is totally, it's totally kingdom. That's kingdom.
Amen.
So I believe
amen.
Breathe Again. We'll end with Breathe Again. I'll close on my end with Breathe Again magazine being kingdom.
All right, all right. It's a new slogan. Well, I receive it, I receive it. Well, you know what, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. It was heartfelt, it was real, authentic, and I know you blessed somebody on today that's listening. So thank you so much for your ministry. And listeners, make sure you contact Jonna, visit her website, purchase her book, jtdministries.com. I believe it's .com. Let me check. It is, yep, it's jtdministries.com. And you know what? That has been our show. What a blessed show it was today. I'm thankful, so thankful for you taking time out of your schedule to join us, and also for our guests, Tia Cook and Jonna Tyler Davis. God bless them. But you know what? We never say goodbye here. We always say until next time. So you know what? Until next time, God bless you.